And you're very welcome back to Highland Radio Sunday Sport, of course. It's the athletics, well, busy weekend for athletics, for Donegal athletes. The European Master Championships in Portugal this week. And well, Patty McGonigal joins me here on the line. Patty, suppose, is there any good news coming from Portugal?
Yes, indeed there are. There is good news coming from Portugal, from Braga and Portugal. The European Masters and nine Donegal athletes are involved this week, right through the week. There's Six Finn Valley, and there's Martin Cunningham from Tyrconnell. There's Catherine McDevitt from Letterkenny, and Martin O'Donnell from Olympian. So we have a week to look forward to. And indeed, there will be other medals, I do think, and you know, whatever form it will come in. But let's get on with today. The big news from today was Noreen Bonner of Finn Valley. She was in the cross-country, 8K cross-country today. That kicked off the program today, actually. And there was three Finn Valley athletes in action today. But Noreen Bonner was the big story. She finished second individual. A really, really outstanding performance from, you know, a girl who's been involved with athletics all her life. And indeed, she's so involved in the club and Finn Valley as well, secondary and so on. So, you know, she's worked hard. She's been ever present, and a great reward for her. Second individual, but not only second individual, her team, her Irish team, which included a girl from Enniskillen, Irene Clements as well, was on board. So they won the team. So she's coming home with two medals in that regard. She has a track race later in the week as well. So the week's not over for her. Now also today, very unfortunate, but not so unfortunate, but just out of the medals, Kay Byrne from Finn Valley. She finished fourth in her age category in the 8K cross country, and 7 seconds away from a medal. So won by a Spanish athlete, but a Romanian athlete, actually. So basically, she fought so hard to get that bronze medal, but it just didn't happen for her. And no team, good news for her, but a great performance once again. Now she has done it time and time again, so well done to her. Mark Connolly was also in action today, and again an 8K up at the Army Barracks there in Braga, and he finished 18th in his age category, and you know, he's kind of a team leader with the group out there, so you know, we'd be happy, particularly the performance of the two girls earlier in the day. So that's the story from today. Tomorrow, Sinead McConnell is in action in the 3K walk, on her way back into competition, really, after a period of injury over a number of years. And Ciara Cairns is in the long jump tomorrow, 4:30 for Sinead, and 6:30 tomorrow for Ciara Cairns. I'm expecting, it's putting a bit of pressure on here, but I'm kind of expecting that Ciara Cairns is going to hit a medal in her age category, so we'll have to wait and see. The other athletic bits and pieces. Today and yesterday there was to be Donegal Winter Athletics and track and field, that is, and it didn't happen. Obviously the weather put pay to all that, so that's cancelled, and it'll come up hopefully in another week or two. And then we have the other news from the weekend is that really that Mark English is in good form. He ran 47.20 400 metres. He won an event against another Olympic athlete, Marcus Lawler, during the week at the National Stadium in Dublin indoors, of course, 47.20. That's a good, strong performance. He looked like he had a good bite about him. It looked like the adrenaline was flowing, and that he wants to do well. And I mean, he came from a behind position. A lot of really rattled it out, and he stayed with him, and then the strength of English came through over the last 50-60 metres to win the event. Well, 47.20 for him, over 400 metres, a good sharpening up for him, because he's in Turin on Tuesday night. Turin is a city in Poland, and it's a continental gold meet, so it's going to be an absolutely brilliant quality meet for him. And that's all so important, because this year, Belgrade stages the World Indoor Championships, and Mark would like to be on the start line in those World Indoor Championships late in March time. So that's the position there. And we also need to emphasise that next weekend we've got the National Senior Track and Field Championships. And very interesting, when I was just thinking about it before coming on the air, there are five Donegal athletes that could win national senior titles next weekend. So that would be something. You know, we've got Summer Leckie, you've got Mark, of course, you've got Conal Mahan from Donegal Town, from Tyrconnell Club in the triple jump, and so on. So look, Kelly Kelly, James Kelly indeed, and indeed Gavin McLaughlin from Finn Valley in the shot. They'll be pushing for 1 and 2. So look, you're looking at a pretty exciting, and Brendan Boyce, of course, he's in the walk next weekend as well, and then he's back, he's on a plane straight away next Saturday. He's off to Oman to compete in the World Walks Championships over 35k. So look, it's all go, but next weekend is the National Senior Championships, and as I say, certainly 5 Donegal athletes will be in medal position, if not national senior champions, when we go down the road next Sunday evening.